Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Thursday morning, and this is the time when we really start to focus like a laser on the upcoming weekend. Weather-wise, it's looking quite nice after we get through this front that ultimately comes through. We've already had the rain and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Cooler air does return and fills in nicely for the weekend. But before the weekend can even begin, there's stuff going down today. You've got the music of Yes, Close to the Edge, 50th anniversary tour at the Florida Theater, and at WOKV.com in our Spotlight story, you can see Chris Stapleton, the All-American Roadshow at the arena tonight. Gina, you've got something going down tonight at the Amp.
Yeah, this is the Head and the Heart. Let me see if I can get their music going here in a second.
I love their special guest name, by the way, because it's very seasonal for Halloween, I think.
Shaky Graves is going to be opening for them.
Shaky Graves?
Shaky Graves. Yeah. Both really awesome chill bands. You probably hear them on X, our sister station, a lot. They will be at the St. Augustine Amphitheater tonight. Show starts at 6:30. And if you're still looking for tickets, it's almost sold out. They have a lot of the, luckily, I think the rain will be gone by then, correct?
Yeah.
Because I think the last seats are the last ones that aren't covered by the pavilion at the amphitheater. So it's going to be an awesome show. I'm looking forward to it.
So the Shaky Graves, are they like all Halloween themed and everything?
No, I don't think so.
They have to do something Halloween themed.
But it would be great.
That would be great. All right, head to our spotlight at WOKV.com, and you can link up to all of these events if you are looking to score some tickets. Let's stay in St. Augustine. Lucia, you have your eyes on something happening in the St. Augustine area.
Yeah, it's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I went last year. Actually, it was rained out Saturday night. I forget who it was, but it was a big headliner, and everybody had to leave. But it's called Rhythm and Ribs. So it's 3 days of food and sort of country music, but they're local and national bands. I'm not that familiar with some of the names. Some of them are a little bit on the funny side. DJ Slim McGraw, Carpetbaggers, Honey Hounds.
Oh, the Honey Hounds, Jacksonville's own.
Oh, is that? Okay, so I told you I didn't know the newbie here. but what was so impressive about it last year is people bring, so there are these competitive rib rubs and marinade, and they bring these huge ovens, and you can literally smell marinade and spicy rub a mile away. And it's the big open field, and it's such a lovely area. It's right across the street from the Renaissance Hotel. And it's Friday, 5 to 10, Saturday, noon to 10, and then Sunday, noon to 5. So it should be a good time
awesome.
For all.
Go hungry. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You can smell the barbecue
and
from miles away.
And even for the non-red meat eaters, there's chicken.
Oh, there you go. You got that option as well. Good chicken rub is a good thing.
Yep.
All right, Scotty, I think beyond the barbecue that you probably are salivating over in there on the other side of the glass, what do you have cooking for this weekend, sir?
So they got my attention on the barbecue there, but that's not my speed for this weekend. I'm going a little, dare you say it, high class this time around.
Wait, what?
I'm checking out the Jacksonville Symphony.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, check me out, all highfalutin and stuff. It's the Symphony presents the Cirque du Symphony Spooktacular, and they're going to be bringing in a Cirque du Soleil kind of show with aerialists and clowns and gymnasts and all sorts of stuff. Spooky theme, kids in costumes, Halloween fun celebration-y stuff. And it's going to be a good time.
Nice.
They've got that going on Friday night and Saturday night. Tickets are still available, reasonably priced. It's family friendly. Dress the kids up, bring them out, show them something weird. Let's have a good time.
Oh, well, speaking of weird, we have to go to the traffic center. And I'm not saying that you are, but what you're talking about is a little bit on the, I mean, it's a traditional thing. But Shafalika, what are you eyeing here this weekend?
Rich Jones, sir. It's not weird. If you had ever seen it, you would know. It is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's going to be... Yes! Thank you, Scotty. All right. Right. So the Alhambra Theater and Dining has an After Dark series. And it starts at 11 p.m. this weekend, Friday, Saturday, next weekend, and the weekend right before Halloween. It is a cult classic movie, Richard, in case you didn't know.
You have to go dressed up too, Rich.
Yeah, I do think you have to dress up. I've said I haven't seen it.
A pinafore.
I'm sure I've seen it at some point in my life. I just don't remember seeing it, but I'm not a big fan necessarily.
I think Rich would make a great Dr. Frankenfurter.
I think the pinafore too. And the high heels and the fishnets.
Well, I'll be bringing my rice and my flat tire along with me.
I was going to ask you, are props allowed?
Well, they will have to stop me at the door. If that's not.
Sometimes they don't allow the messy ones. So
yeah.
I'm
right, right.
If there are certain ones.
I'd rather ask forgiveness than permission with this
there
one.
There you go.
But so basically, it's a really great show. It's a cult classic, and it's the After Dark series. I'm going to be there. It's going to be great. And it's this weekend, next weekend, and the one up all the way to Halloween. And now you have your homework, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
You've got to watch the movie.
All right. I'm sure I've seen it at some point in my life. I just don't remember it, and I am not into the newest parts of it, like where you go to Alhambra or Florida Theater has done it before, so I'm going to have to get back into that. By the way, what we typically do since we dress the kids out for it is Spooktacular at the Jacksonville Zoo, and that returns this weekend as well, whether on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Head to WOKV.com for the full rundown. 40th Annual Fall Festival returns to the town of Orange Park this weekend as well, and Gina, you and I went to competing crop farms, mazes around the metro area over the weekend. Two, one that I want to spotlight because it's a different location. It's Amazing Grace Family Farms. It is now off State Road 21, right across the street from Camp Blanding. Still Green Cove Springs, but a different location. Beautiful rolling field out toward there as well. And they're open from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. You tried something different. I had mentioned to you Amazing Grace, but you chose something different.
Yeah, I went to Amazing Grace last year. I went to Connor's Amazing Acres Farm. Amazing is M-A-I-Z-E. And that's in Hilliard in Nassau County off County Road 121. And they are open, I believe, Fridays and Saturdays?
Yeah, they do have a Saturday. They're closed on Sunday. Same thing with Amazing Grace. Gotcha. Amazing Grace is closed on Sunday.
And it was awesome. There are a lot of local vendors, an awesome corn maze that they have, tons of things for the kids and fun little fall things to check out.
And if you are looking for something to do on Sunday, you can go to the Sykes Family Farms Crop Maze. That's in Elkton. They do have Sunday hours. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that on Monday at the Thrasher Horn Center, Weird Al Yankovic comes
so
to Jacksonville.
To
it's not necessarily the weekend. We'll probably be talking about it Monday on Jacksonville's Morning News, but I would imagine that that is, if not already sold out, likely to be. And we look forward to seeing Weird Al in Jacksonville on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. More at WOKV.com because we haven't even tapped all of the big events that are happening throughout Jacksonville. It's 8:15.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.